All right, please welcome Jorge.
So when I heard tonight's theme, I immediately thought of this scene in the Gandhi film with Ben Kingsley. And it's right after India's gained their independence. And, you know, there's this whole struggle between the Muslim nature and the Hindu nature of the country. And there's this Hindu couple that comes to Gandhi to confess their crime. And I don't remember exact details, but it's more the sentiment that came out in that specific scene. So they admit to either taking part in or witnessing and not doing anything about the murder of a Muslim man, and subsequently left his young son orphaned. They confess this to Gandhiji, and he says to them, what you must do in order to make this wrong right is that you must take this boy and raise him as your own. And the camera pans to their faces, and their faces say, okay, that sounds fair, that's something we can do. And then there's a pause, and then Gandhiji says, but you must raise him Muslim. And the look of horror on their faces. And it's that sense of restorative justice that, I didn't know that word at the time, but that's what it was, and it really spoke to me. And that's had me thinking about my own story. When I was in high school and in college, I was really strung out. I was addicted to drugs. And because of that addiction, or the desire to continue that addiction, I committed a lot of crimes. Breaking and entering, robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, grand theft auto, possession, a lot of them. And a disclaimer here, if there's any law enforcement officials in the audience, the statute of limitations has run out on all those, okay? But I committed all these crimes, and I don't admit this now just, you know, to glorify it, but really to remind myself of what we're all really capable of in certain situations. And you know, for all those crimes that I committed, I never got caught. Never got handcuffed by a cop, never brought before a judge, never meant to serve any time, never punishment for any of those crimes. And at the time, that was all right. That was pretty cool for me. That made me feel pretty powerful. Because other friends did get caught. But you know, I did have a conscience. I have to say, I did have a conscience. I just didn't use it that much. But as time went on, you know, and as new experiences came into my life, that began to weigh on me. You know, it's like, I didn't want that bearing upon me. And I wanted a change in my life. You know, I was in my third year in college, failing out of school, failing out of life. Everything I had done so far really wasn't living. I wanted a change. I saw this poster on campus advertising for this summer internship program at this organization called the Catholic Worker. It's a little hard to describe what the Catholic Worker is. The best, I'm trying to think about it, the best I came up with, like with my friend Lita's help, was a faith-based anarchist intentional community dedicated to working with marginalized communities wherever they may find themselves. And in LA, where I went, we had a soup kitchen for homeless folks on Skid Row. We had a house of hospitality in East LA for people coming out of the hospital who needed a place to come and recover. And so that's what I did. I came for 3 months, ended up staying for 4 years. And so I was out there on Skid Row, and Skid Row is populated with, you know, addicted people, with people in really bad situations. It's a really unhappy place. And so there's a lot of fights. And so instead of now getting into fights myself, I found myself breaking up fights, literally just jumping in between people, keeping them apart, and trying to calm everything down. And I took my blows, you know, and instead of returning those blows, I would absorb it and take it in and diffuse the situation as best I could. And I was actually pretty good. A little guy here, I can, you know, get in between the big guys. And so that was the first step. That was the first step to that restorative justice, you know. And as I said, I found myself with addicts just like me. And I questioned myself. I said, what am I going to offer these people if I'm in the same boat? And so that began my process of recovery. That's not what I was looking for. I just wanted to get out of the crazy situation I had been in, but I found recovery. And as part of that recovery, they talk about making amends. And so I began processing all those previous crimes I had mentioned before. And, you know, most of it is pretty hazy at best. You know, I didn't know who I was assaulting or people's houses I was breaking into. So it's like, how do I make amends for that? So part of what the Catholic Worker does is not only work with poor people, but challenge the institutions that create that poverty in the first place. In many different ways, among them, civil disobedience. So this was my opportunity. So I didn't do any time for the crimes that I had committed before. And so I participated in a number of civil disobedience actions, not seeking arrest, but willing to risk arrest, willing to risk imprisonment, if that's what it led to. And sometimes it did. Sometimes it didn't, but sometimes it did. My first arrest was at 20, and it was just for 2 nights. And, you know, it was never any long stretches, a week here, 2 weeks there. The most I ever did consecutively was 3 months. And it's not much, but the act of willingly giving up your liberty for something that you believe in is very transformative. And so I felt that, you know, I had, to the best of my ability, made amends, made restoration for those crimes that I had committed, you know. And so much so, and you know, that way of life spoke to me and continues speaking to me, that 20 years later, I'm still a part of that community now up in Guadalupe, but it's still a part of that same movement that seeks to live and walk and talk in this way. And so it gets away from that whole Dostoevskian theme of crime and punishment, but really restorative justice. How do we heal ourselves? How do we heal the community from all the crimes that we commit? You know, whether it's something like Michael shared, or, you know, something a little bit more serious. But, you know, we all create offenses in our lives to people we care about or people we don't know about. How do we make that better? And that's what I try to be about now. Thank you.